This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Myanmar's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi was formally charged Wednesday, 2 days after she was detained in a military coup, as calls for civil disobedience to oppose the takeover gathered pace. The Southeast Asian nation was plunged back into direct military rule when soldiers arrested key civilian leaders in a series of dawn raids Monday, ending the army's brief flirtation with democracy. Suu Kyi has not been seen in public since. She won a huge landslide with her National League for Democracy last November, but the military, whose favored parties received a drubbing, declared the polls fraudulent. Foreign ministers from the G7 group of nations Wednesday condemned Monday's coup in Myanmar. The foreign ministers of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United States said in a statement, quote, "We are deeply concerned by the detention of political leaders and civil society activists," end quote. The United States, Britain, Germany, and the EU have all urged Moscow to immediately free Alexei Navalny. Russia Wednesday defended its crackdown on protesters, demanding the release of the opposition figure as his allies vowed to continue putting pressure on the Kremlin. Protest monitors said more than 10,000 people were detained at recent nationwide rallies in support of President Vladimir Putin's loudest critic, who was handed a nearly three-year prison term Tuesday. The verdict spurred Navalny's supporters onto the streets of Moscow, where riot police used batons to disperse the protesters who were detained en masse. The Kremlin's spokesperson said Wednesday, quote, "The holding of unauthorized rallies raised concerns and justifies the tough actions of the police," end quote. Nearly a third of people held by Afghan authorities for suspected security and terrorism-related offenses are subjected to torture or mistreatment, according to the UN. This is VOA News. A new study appears to vindicate Britain's decision to delay the second coronavirus vaccine dose. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has our story.
Health Secretary Matt Hancock says research showing a single dose of the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Oxford University and AstraZeneca provides a high level of protection for 12 weeks, supporting the government's strategy of delaying the second shot so more doses can be delivered to more people. Hancock's comments came after Oxford says there's evidence the vaccine cuts transmission of the virus by two-thirds and prevents serious disease. The study has not been peer-reviewed yet, but has been greeted with excitement by British officials under pressure to justify their decision to delay the second dose. Charles de Ledesma, London.
As they continue searching for the source of the COVID-19 outbreak in Wuhan, China, World Health Organization investigators made a planned visit to a research center in the central Chinese city. The Wuhan Institute of Virology has extensive virus samples, leading to unproven allegations that it may have caused the original outbreak by leaking the virus into the surrounding community. China has strongly denied that possibility and has promoted theories that the virus may have originated elsewhere. U.S. House Democrats say the U.S. Senate should convict former President Donald Trump and bar him from the office because he endangered the lives of all members of Congress when he aimed a mob of supporters, quote, like a loaded cannon, end quote, at the U.S. Capitol last month. Trump's lawyers deny that he incited rioters and call the upcoming Senate trial unconstitutional. Both sides filed their legal briefs Tuesday in advance of next week's trial. The Democrats forcefully linked Trump's baseless efforts to overturn the results of the presidential election to the deadly riot at the Capitol, saying he bears, quote, unmistakable, end quote, blame. Trump's lawyers rejected those charges and said the Senate cannot put him on trial now that he has left the White House. NASA announced Wednesday it was creating a new position of senior climate advisor as part of the administration of President Joe Biden's climate science objectives for the agency. The agency might be more known for its space exploration missions, but studying Earth is also a core part of its mission. It has more than two dozen satellites and instruments observing key climate indicators and is considered among the premier agencies in observing changes to the Earth. Meanwhile, the German government approved a draft law Wednesday to set a more ambitious target for the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions in the transport sector, aiming for 2030 levels to be 22% below those in 1990. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA.